Now some of the letters to the Evening News. It seems to be a week of memories for the writers to the paper.
Neville Cann of Long Stratton reminisces about old Norwich cinemas. Can any of your readers remember what used to be the heart of Norwich? What made Norwich such a nice place to live? Years ago, it was the cinemas. There was the Ritz, lovingly known as the Flea Pit by those who lived near it. Then there was the Regal, always clean and tidy. Both were on the Dereham Road. Both had their share of people and were fairly full in the evening, but you could always get a seat in the afternoon. Then we moved further into the heart of the city, coming to the Theatre de Lou. You could always get a seat there, except on the back row where the doubles were taken up by courting couples. On Prince of Wales Road there was the Regent and the Electric, almost next door to each other, the Regent being the posh one. In the centre of the city we found the Haymarket. If I remember correctly, this had a gallery which was so tightly packed with seats that you had the knees of the person behind you down your neck. Coming out of the city, there was the Odeon and the Mayfair. The Mayfair was on Magdalen Street, with the Odeon just behind it. All were well advertised in the Eastern Evening News. I haven't mentioned the Carlton Theatre, which I nearly forgot. So, as you can see, you didn't need a television. There were hundreds of stars to entertain you. I've only mentioned the cinemas I was familiar with, 8 that I have been to, but I'm sure I may have missed some.
Reading Neville C. Cann's letter, Evening News, November the 11th, about all the lovely old cinemas, which are now gone, made me think of growing up in Palmer Road. Our local cinema was the Capitol, on Aylsham Road near the Lido. Dance Hall, later to be named the Norwood Rooms. The Capitol did not have Saturday mornings for children's cinema. It was Saturday afternoons. There would always be a queue of children waiting for the doors to open. Happy times. Evelyn Brough, Antingham Road, Heartsease.
Susan Williams of Buxton remembers the Anglia Square area. I read with great interest about Anglia Square and also enjoyed the photographs. But I wonder how many readers remember the Hofbrau House, which I seem to remember was situated in Anglia Square. This would have been in the early 1970s. The bar was designed along the lines of a German bear garden, complete with the waitresses dressed as fräuleins, carrying large steins of beer. It was all very exciting and foreign to us Norwich 20-somethings. I remember we would dance on the tables, but I don't ever remember any trouble, just good-hearted fun. We also used to visit the Silver Dollar, which was along from Anglia Square, along Magdalen Street. There was good music to be had there and a great atmosphere again. No trouble, just high spirits. How different it is all now. Going back even further as a child of the 1950s, I remember Woolworths in Magdalen Street, with its wooden floors, hot peanuts, which smelt delicious, huge slabs of cake, such as angel cake sold in slices, and other such goodies. But I can't remember where exactly Woolworths was situated. As a child, the whole area was buzzing. You didn't always have to go into the city for your shopping. But if you did, my mother always dressed me and her in our best. I hope your readers will be interested in my memories, and I look forward to more photographs of Anglia Square.
Finally, a word of congratulation on the city firework display from Arthur McCarthy of Norwich. What a breathtakingly wonderful firework display from the castle we had on November the 4th. It was so perfectly coordinated with the music that was quite magical. Congratulations to the City Council, team responsible. Perhaps they should take over the coordination of the Grapes Hill roundabout traffic lights. Arthur McCarthy of Woodhouse Road, Norwich. And that's all for letters.